Welcome back to Texans Huddle, coming to you from Nine Innovations in Southwest Houston. Some of the Houston Texans getting their workouts in here today while much of the organization and, in fact, a lot of people around the country on vacation this week. But TV and radio must go on. And another guy who is not on vacation is our Drew Doherty, who is doing some radio across town at the Houston Texans Grill. And we check in with him for his weekly Meet the Coaches segment. Drew?
Ride-a-roo, Patty, you know you're a redhead, and Romeo Crennel used to be a Red Raider, so all our good, strong Texas Tech fans that are watching the show right now can appreciate that. As well as Texans fans, Romeo Crennel, the defensive coordinator, has quite a storied history in the NFL, in college football. We got a chance to hear some of it earlier this offseason. Do you guys still pick each other's brains in the offseason, mainly Belichick, Parcells?
Not as much. No. You know, we talk a little bit, but you know, everybody in this business, everybody is pretty tied up during the season. After the season, you try to want to relax for a minute, and then the next thing you know, the next year is on top of you, you know, and so you just keep rolling right along.
You know, you guys rolled right along with Mike Vrabel as one of your assistant coaches. What's it like being a coach with him as opposed to coaching him when you guys were Patriots?
Well, with Mike, one of the things about Mike that he's a competitor, and he's a smart young man. He's a very good football coach as well. And I think the thing that that helped Mike a little bit in, as far as coaching goes, that he was able to go to Ohio State and coach at Ohio State and coach the defensive line and the linebackers. So that just expanded his coaching horizon. Then coming here and running the system that he's familiar with, I think that makes it a little bit easier for him, but not that it needs to be easier for him, because he's a student of the game. He studies the running game, the passing game. You know, he knows players. He knows how to push them to get the most out of them. And so coaching with him is similar to playing, well, him playing for me, mm-hmm. you know, over the years. And he's the same guy. And so if I need to tell him something, I tell him. If he needs to tell me something, he'll tell me, you know. And so we have that kind of relationship and able to do that.
Yeah, with that connection to the Patriots, how much of the connection do you see with O'Brien, even though your careers didn't overlap in New England at all?
No.
You weren't there when he was there.
No, not at all. But Coach O'Brien, I think the thing that I tell everybody is that he's a football coach. He's a football guy. And he talks to the team about winning. He talks to the team about being a team, being accountable and responsible. And I think I'm a foundation guy. And I think those things are foundations that have to be laid, you know, as you build and grow a football team.
Your father was a military man. You're one of five children. And so people automatically, when they hear just that, oh, well, this must have been a very strict disciplinarian. But he's also the guy who gave you your name. Your name is not just a John or a Bill or a George. It's a unique name. Tell us about your father and how you got your name.
Well, he's a career Army guy, and so I'm an Army brat and moved around all over the place. As a matter of fact, I lived in Temple and Killeen, Texas, during my junior high years. I say that he's kind of a jack of all trades, as well as being what he is in the Army, because he could do a little bit of everything. But he liked to read, and he would read poetry, and he used to read some Shakespeare. And I think that he was stationed overseas, maybe in Paris or in France, and my name came out of his visit over there. So I've been stuck with it. It's been good, though, because it is unique. Most of the time, people don't believe that it's Romeo, and I've been able to show my driver's license to people, and finally they said, okay, I guess you're right, you know. But one of the biggest things is a lot of people, you know, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou? They would say, do you know Shakespeare? I said, no, I do not know Shakespeare, but I caused a lot of people to quote Shakespeare.
That's perfect. When's the last time somebody spewed that line to you, the Romeo, Romeo, wherefore?
Oh, boy, it's not as much as it used to.
Right.
You know, when I was younger, it happened all the time, but not many times lately.
Outside of football, what are some of the, not necessarily odd jobs, what are some other jobs you've had in your life?
Oh, most of them have been when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know, in college and stuff like that. Because once you get into football, it's all football. When I was at Western, and I got married early, and so I used to sweep out the basketball arena after the games. You know, I was part of the crew that would clean up after the games. And so that was a little unique and a little different. I worked for a plumbing contractor in the summer, helping the plumbing contractor. He tried to recruit me to be a plumber. But I didn't think I wanted to do that.
You probably would have been a great plumber because you, whatever you chose, you would have been. But I'm guessing you're much happier that you became a football
coach. Oh, of course.
Our off-season coaches tour will continue next week. We're going to go and find out more about John Butler. He's done a fine job coaching the defensive backs. So, Patty, that will be a fun one. You know, he coached under two Texas head coaches, John Makovic and Mack Brown, one of the few that can say they did that.
All right, thank you so much, Drew. We have to take one final time out here on the show, but don't go away. When we come back, the guys are back to their workouts, and we hear from them just how important not only these workouts are, but staying in shape all season long. Stay with us.